is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Gentlemen, take your marks, set.
A very great afternoon all around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, we are on our way to the 500th episode of Track World. I wonder if you had the opportunity of watching the World Athletics Indoor Relays in Poland. The stadium was bare. And there were some great performances, however. Some teams decided, due to COVID and the difficulty to get to Poland, to skip it and concentrate on the Summer Olympics. I was most happy to see the Cuban team win the women's 4x400-meter relay. The 40,000 push will work wonders in their preparation for Tokyo. I give shout-outs to Mrs. Benneby and Ms. Stewart at Scotiabank Palmdale for the stellar customer service provided me. I also give a shout-out to Ms. Thompson at Alive in Palmdale. Oh, I got a new phone and looks like I'm just learning to use it. So thank you, Miss Thompson at Alive in Palmdale. Track World is sponsored by Arawak Homes, Sun Oil Limited, my bestseller book From Vancouver to Athens, 50 Years of Bahamian International Track and Field Competition, AFD Management Services at Pairdale, Sunshine Insurance, and Kalina Insurance, where I have been a financial services representative for more than 40 years. And now we are going to go to a break. And when we return from the break, our first commercial break, we will give our listeners the trivia of the week. Thank you ever so much.
Hello from the Shell Fuel Labs, where my team of dedicated scientists develop Shell fuels for your car.
For over 100 years, fuels innovation has been at the heart of everything we do.
Since our first ever branded petrol in 1907, we've broken records, supported Ferrari F1 to win Grand Prix, and pushed our fuels to the limit.
Now, every time you fill up your Shell, your engine will benefit from our passion for innovation, helping you to get the most out of every tankful.
With over 100 years of quality fuels innovation,
you can be sure of Shell.
I am Bernard F. Hanna. All of you should know me as a Sting. I've got the very first copy from Vancouver to Athens. You know, I'm so excited because to be the one to have the first copy, I know what it was for Hawk, for over the years, his dedication and his excitement, his commitment to bring this best-seller book to us. And I'm excited to have in my possession not only one copy, but two copies from Vancouver to Athens. 50 years of Bahamian International Track and the Field Competition. This is great stuff. So I'm urging all of you to get your own copy. You could get it from Logos, in the Harbor Bay, or Nassau Station is on Rosetta Street, or Chapter 1 at COB, or at Coral News and Gifts in the domestic section of the Linden Pinlin Airport. Let me tell you, man, you will never regret it. This kind of information that you get in this book is really invaluable. It's just terrific stuff. Good sports history, true and factual, you know. So I urge you, just go and get it and keep a copy and even give your friends a copy. And you know, more than one reason I am more excited about having this book. Look at page 200. And you will see me there in live and living color performing. Number 200, you will see Bernard F. Hanna performing. And that is my fulfillment, one of my big fulfillment of having this book.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. And I must note my good cousin, Wesley Finlayson, is checking us out. Keith Bahamas, my good friend from Toronto. Sinet Archer, and a number of other people as we go along. I'm going to mention their names. But for those who watch the Saturday's Kentucky Derby, this is the trivia now. Can you give the name of two track and field athletes who were featured by the commentators? Once again, please give us the names of two track and field athletes who were mentioned by the commentators at Churchill Down. And the person who wins will get a $30 voucher for gasoline at any Shell service station in Nassau. Compliments of Hawk Sports. And the numbers to call are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Those are the numbers to call. So please call them, and if you are successful, you will get a $30 voucher of gasoline at any Shell service station in New Providence. And somebody else is watching. Thank you so much. I'm talking about Lucretia Napa, and then we're talking about, I said, Sinet Archer. So, let us, we should have had some guests. They're not here. And we had a new national record smashed last week. And the question is, it is not a trivia, who smashed the record and who had the old record? And again, we go to talking about what do we call it? Incentives for athletes. And when I talked about Brent Vanderpool, he holds the pole vault record set in Nassau in 1987. Now, Brent's son has one more year in school in Atlanta, and he wants to break his father's pole vault record. Ain't that something else? He plans to break his record. Rupert and William Johnson, Rupert, I'm talking about Rupert Gardner and William Johnson. They should have been on the show. I don't know why they're not here. And let me talk about some more records. We have Coach Maycock. And he's talking, he says, is Charisma Taylor. Charisma Taylor has done well, but we're talking about, you know, the trivia is concerning Churchill Downs. Churchill Downs, that's a different thing. So let us say this. Chandra Starb holds the 100-meter national record at 10.84. That was done in Lausanne. I don't have the exact year that it was done, but it was done in Lausanne in one of those meets. Bradley Cooper holds the national discus record of 67.10 meters set in Nassau in 1986. Well, the people who are listening to the show, now, just call in and make your comments, please. This is not a lecture series. However, it is a series that allows you to talk and people all over the world can hear you. So with that in mind, we will go to another break. And when we come back, we will start our discussion again. First of all, we are waiting for Rupert Gardner, who is a vice president of the B3As and a statistician. And I'm talking about William Johnson, who has the oldest record in the books for Bahamians. So just turn all of that over in your head, and when we come back, we will continue our discussion.
I am Bernard F. Hanna. All of you should know me as this thing. I've got the very first copy from Vancouver to Athens. You know, I'm so excited because to be the one to have the first copy, I know what it was for Hawk for over the years, his dedication and his excitement, his commitment to bring this best-seller book to us. And I'm excited to have in my possession not only one copy, but two copies from Vancouver to Athens. 50 years of Bahamian International Track and the Field Competition. This is great stuff. So I'm urging all of you to get your own copy. You could get it from Logos in the Harbor Bay or Nassau Station is on Rosetta Street, or Chapter 1 at COB, or at Coral News and Gifts in the domestic section of the Linden Pinlin Airport. Let me tell you, man, you will never regret it. This kind of information that you get in this book is really invaluable. It's just terrific stuff. Good sports history, true and factual, you know. So I urge you, just go and get it and keep a copy and even give your friends a copy. And you know, more than one reason I am more excited about having this book. Look at page 200 and you will see me there in live and living color performing. Number 200, you will see Bernard F. Hanna performing, and that is my fulfillment. One of my big fulfillment of having this book.
Gran, it was good to see you, but we've got to get home.
Yep, we've got to let the dog out.
Speaking of dogs, you won't believe who I saw the other day.
Who?
Honey.
Remember Anton, Jeanette's oldest boy? The one with the dogs.
With local claims managers, we pay your motor claims fast. We're like a goodbye at your granny's that doesn't take 30 minutes.
We really got to get going.
So soon?
CG Atlantic Agents. Insurance, health, pensions, life. Good like that. As on Insurance Brokers and Agents Limited, trading as CG Atlantic Agents.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands. Well, I say this is my favorite tune. I've been playing it from 1977. And the other night, I was listening to ZNS Overnight. Oh, and that tune was on. I love it so much. The T Connection. Well, Coach Maycock, you said Chandra in 2005. The question was, did I say what year it was? The question is that we're talking about national records. And if whoever wins sets a new national record in the 100 meters, they will get $1,000. So please remember that. We're talking about track and field incentives. And we have seen that incentives have made a difference. We talked also about Bradley Cooper. He holds the national record in the discus of 67.10 meter. That was set in 1986. I'm talking about some of those records who have been set a long time ago. And is there anybody who wants to call in and talk about records that you think are significant? That's what I'm talking about. So what I will do is to go from one thing to the next. For the men, we have 8 men and 8 women. And now, of course, there are more. But if we put all the records out, it is going to be difficult at this time to deal with that $1,000. So Derek Atkins, 1991 in Osaka, 2007. Okay? And then we have the hurdles, Jeffrey Gibson, 48.17 seconds. That was done in Beijing in 2015. Some people say he won the bronze medal. Some people say that's not too long ago. This is 2021. So we're looking at from 2015 to this will be 6 years. Some may think that's not enough. In the high jump, we're talking about Troy Kemp. He set a record 2.38 meters. And Nice is just across the street from, what's the name of the place now? Where they have the gambling in where they have the gambling. I will remember the name of the city. And then we have in the long jump, Craig Heaven, 1993, right in Nassau, 8.41 meters. Nobody has come close to that. I'm talking about outdoors. And then I have my good cousin in Turks and Caicos, James DeVoe, the third, and he is watching the show. James, I trust that you're doing well and enjoying yourself, my brother. Then we talk about the triple jump. Lee Van Sands, 17.59 meters. And he did that in Beijing for a bronze medal. A bronze medal in 2008 in Beijing. I talked about Bradley Cooper, Brent Vanderpool in their things. Then we go to the women's side, jumping to Vonetta Roll, 1998 in Atlanta. Two minutes, 0.482. That's her record. And that has been held from 1998 in Atlanta. Then we have Padrea Seymour. She had a great performance, and that's just about, that would have been, it's in Rio, and she did 12.64 seconds in Rio in 2016. And then you talk about the 400-meter hurdles for the women. Michelle Cumberbatch, she did 56.85 seconds in Charlotte, and that would have been in 2010. And, ladies and gentlemen, a performance done in Wichita, none other than Kenya Colebrook, 1.81 meters. And that was in 2012, I think. And that was 6 foot. No other Bahamian has done as well. And then when we look at the long jump for women, Bianca Stewart, 2015. Some may say it ain't long enough, old enough, but she did 6.83 meters, and she still has the long jump record. And then in the javelin, we're talking about Laverne Eve. Done that in 2000 in Nashville now, in Nashville, and we're talking about 6.37 meters. And we're talking about to do anything of value, you have to have broken the listed record now. And that's what I'm talking about. I see Stephen Capron is watching, and a number of other people, ladies and gentlemen. So I implore you to let's talk about records and incentives. And the numbers to call are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Please light up the show. And Greg Barrett, who was watching last week, he is watching again this week. And I'm sure Greg will make some comments on my Facebook page. So as I said, we want you to talk. And I said, one of the, what the prize is, could you tell us at Churchill Downs, where you had commentators talk to and about those athletes that are not involved in the horse racing, but are involved in track and field, hopefully they will be at the Olympic Games. Kelly Bowers is watching. Boy, you are something else, Kelly. You can make some comments. So, Kelly Burrows, you want to make any comments, please? You had your opportunity of speaking with my good brother, Spence Finlayson, the other day. So make some comments, please. There are only a few caprons, and we're talking about a Stephen Capron. That may be some family to the Georgie Capron. Greg Barrett, you want to make some comments, please? Oh, Charlene Thompson has come on. Charlene Thompson from New Jersey. She is watching. Thank you ever so much, Charlene. Thank you ever so much. Charlene says, good night, Bahamas. Very good. So with that in mind, Kermit, could I take another break? And when we start again, we will talk still about incentives. And then from there, we're going to take another break.
Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good-for-nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried it the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Hello from the Shell Fuel Labs, where my team of dedicated scientists develop Shell fuels for your car.
For over 100 years, fuels innovation has been at the heart of everything we do.
Since our first ever branded petrol in 1907, we've broken records, supported Ferrari F1 to win Grand Prix, and pushed our fuels to the limit.
Now, every time you fill up the Shell, your engine will benefit from our passion for innovation, helping you to get the most out of every tankful.
With over 100 years of quality fuels innovation,
you can be sure of Shell.
I am Bernard F. Hanna. All of you should know me as a Sting. I've got the very first copy from Vancouver to Athens. You know, I'm so excited because to be the one to have the first copy, I know what it was for Hawk, for over the years, his dedication and his excitement, his commitment to bring this best-seller book to us. And I'm excited to have in my possession not only one copy, but two copies from Vancouver to Athens. 50 years of Bahamian International Track and the Field Competition. This is great stuff. So I'm urging all of you to get your own copy. You could get it from Logos in the Harbor Bay, or Nassau Station is on Rosetta Street, or Chapter 1 at COB, or at Coral News and Gifts in the domestic section of the Linden Pinlin Airport. Let me tell you, man, you will never regret it. This kind of information that you get in this book is really invaluable. It's just terrific stuff. Good sports history, true and factual, you know. So I urge you, just go and get it and keep a copy and even give your friends a copy. And you know, more than one reason I am more excited about having this book. Look at page 200. and you will see me there in live and living color performing. Number 200, you will see Bernard F. Hanna performing, and that is my fulfillment, one of my big fulfillment of having this book.
Gran, it was good to see you, but we've got to get home.
Yep, we've got to let the dog out.
Speaking of dogs, you won't believe who I saw the other day.
Who?
Honey.
Remember Anton, Jeanette's oldest boy? The one with the dogs.
With local claims managers, we pay your motor claims fast. We're like a goodbye at your granny's that doesn't take 30 minutes.
We really got to get going.
So soon?
CG Atlantic Agents. Insurance, health, pensions, life. Good like that. As Insurance Brokers and Agents Limited trading as CG Atlantic Agents.
Gentlemen, all around the world, Coach Maycock has taken me on. Guess what he says? That national records should be paid out handsomely. And there is no motivation as an athlete at this point. And that's why I am talking about incentives to break records. But, Coach Maycock, I am shocked and amazed. When you go to the next World Championships, I'm not talking about the Olympic Games now, the next World Championships would be 2022 for the World Championships. You are saying that any athlete should win either between $50,000 to $100,000. Now, I guess I've been out of some of the minute things for track and field, but what did they pay at the World Championships in Doha? I'm talking for the individual medalists. What does Stephen Gardner get? I don't think it was $100,000. Who is going to pay that money? We're not talking about the Olympic Games. You know, in the Olympic Games, we don't get any money. They get other things and not money, incentives. Incentives means a lot. And can you tell me, anybody tell me how we would be, how the world body would be able to pay $100,000 for any athlete who breaks a world record now? And I do know people who ran, the records are still there, and they look like they weren't checking for $100,000. So tell us, what do you think would happen next year now? Look here, I guess I've read wrong. No, it is still 100. There's something in between. So, Maycock, Coach Maycock, tell me again, what do you see athletes should be paid as incentives? It looks as though you had $50,000 and $100,000. Now it seems as though we're talking about $5,000 and $10,000. So the conversation goes on, and we're here to say that whoever is able to break a long-time record should be able to get the incentive paid. I'm talking about good money, good money. And Maycock says yes. Thank you, my brother. Thank you, my brother. Now, for other people, what are your thoughts? Greg Barrett, you have any thoughts of that? Or my good friend in Freeport, do you have any thoughts of that? Greg Barrett? None of you have any thoughts as to what the numbers should be? Well, if you don't have any thoughts now, what we're going to do is talk about something that is very interesting, and that is Jazz Chisholm. They say he is a front runner for the Rookie of the Year Awards for the Marlins, and I indicated that his grandmother worked with us at Kalina. And then sometimes she said she had enough and she's going to spend her time developing her grandson. And she spent a lot of time. It didn't happen yesterday. It didn't happen day before yesterday. Jazz Chisholm is doing extremely well. And then we have the strong young man who now has been drafted in football, Michael Strong out of Grand Bahama. And that really is something else. I always talk about the talent that Bahamians have all over the world. And people say it's no big thing because those are Bahamians. But at some point, we are going to be talking about our talented athletes, whether it's in physics, whether it's in culture, whether it's in whatever it is all over the world. Charmaine Bethel is watching. And lastly for this, we're talking about Shawnee Miller-Weibo. She is the most outstanding female for NACAC, the most outstanding. And that is really something else. Now, going forward, I wish to just talk about, nobody seems they want to chime in, but please chime in as you wish. And we're talking about those national records and all of that. Now we are going to take some time, just a bit of time, to mention some other things. And now we're talking about birthdays. On April the 30th, my baby brother, Diana's last child, Spence Finlayson, had a birthday. And that made him 64. My baby brother, and my birthday in August, I would be 10 years older than him. And then I have two clients. One is Daphne Mortimer from UB. She celebrates. I don't know how old you are, Daphne. I don't talk too much about women's ages. Oh, and I told your husband the other day, you look just supreme. And Doreen Russell, she's been a client of mine forever and ever, amen. And then tomorrow is Cinco de Mayo. Jerry Harper, who was formerly a coach at Aquinas. He celebrates Cinco de Mayo tomorrow. Also does Craig Powell. Craig Powell. And then Dr. Arthur Clarke. He is in England. And would you believe this? His mother, he is 60. And his mother is born on the same day, the very same day as his mother was born, Lorraine Clarke. I don't like to talk much about women's ages, so I'll leave that. You just look at my good cousin Lorraine, and you will have an idea how young she is. And then the six is significant for the Bahamas, for track and field. The six is the time that the Bahamas joined track and field. The 6th of May. And there's only one other person who is still with the B3As, and that is none other than our man from the Valley, Sir Orville Turncrest. So, also Amanda Smith, my good client. She is born on the 6th, but Amanda, you ain't that old. And the other person coming afterwards is none other than Sarah Parker. We all know Sarah Parker. She is born on the 7th, and you don't talk about women's ages. And then my long-term client from the Valley, Carew Street West, is none other than Dr. Austin Davis. And at the University of Bahamas, my good cousin, Bridget Hogg. And on the 8th will be Marilyn Cambridge. How about they? On the 8th. And Marilyn, every now and then I miss the day. But I decided I was not going to miss the day for the 8th coming up. I'll call you on that day. And then Donovan Wisdom. Y'all all know Donovan Wisdom. And he is Neville Wisdom's son. And then we talk about Sir Arthur Folks. Man, I don't want to talk about his age. If you look at him, he looks so well, unbelievably well. Sir Arthur Folks. And then on the same day, we're talking about the 10th, we're talking about my good doctor, Delton Farquharson. I know you know him. You know, he had me when I had challenges. He had me, had somebody deal with me, and I had no circulation to my blood. And he did something which I thought was just unbelievable. And it happened twice. And in the hospital, I had to learn how to walk. You could believe I had to learn how to walk in the hospital. And when I got home, I was creeping up the stairs. I won't wish that to happen on anybody. And then my good cousin again, and we all have good cousins. We only have good cousins, I would say, is Glorine Seymour. Glorine Seymour. And that is something else. And let's talk about debts. We're talking about Philip Simon Sr. Philip Simon Sr. is from the Valley. On the same, the other side where Gus Cooper lives, on the west side. And he passed on Friday gone. And it is really something else for the friends of Philip Simon Sr. And his son is Philip Simon Jr. And, I give most sincere condolences to the Simon family. And then on Sunday, it is Mother's Day. And I have a friend in Montreal who has a son who is more than talented. He is coming home to see his mother in Nassau. And you know, there's no direct flights from Montreal or Toronto to the Bahamas, but I guess he's going to come through the United States. Oh, man, I'm waiting to see you in the Bahamas, my brother. And we're going to have a good time. And I'm sure most of your time will be spent with your mother. Well, I thank, well, we don't have any guests other than those who are on the on Facebook. I really like to thank Corey Maycock, Coach Maycock, for your input and everything. If you don't think about anything, nothing would happen. And if you put the bar low, nothing is going to happen. So put the bar high. Well, Track Wheel has been brought to you by Sun Oil, Arawak Homes, my bestseller book, From Vancouver to Athens, 50 Years of Bahamian International Track and Field Competition, Sunshine Insurance, ADF Management Services. The CEO is Freeman DeVoe, and the office is in Pairdale. Unfortunately, on Sunday, Pairdale has some challenges. And that whole area, Pairdale, I think, in Pinedale, had their challenges with regards to fire. No water and this and that and the next thing. So, we're talking about, of course, Kalina Insurance, where I have been a financial services representative for more than 40 years. And my daughter, Alexis Hannah, is the other half of the A-team. And my brothers and sisters, I have family home from Mississippi. And we are going to get together for Mother's Day. And as I end, I said, thank you again. And we will have another show next week. And we will announce it in advance for that to happen. I had a more than challenging day today, but thank you, the Lord, I am here and I'm ready to go home, eat some nice food, seafood, grapes, and everything else. So thank you, and I will let you know who are going to be on the show next week.